Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Calm and Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional healing. Now, who here has ever felt like they were carrying around a backpack full of stuff? You know, those unspoken feelings, those unresolved hurts that can weigh you down, right? And sometimes, finding that safe haven to unpack all that baggage feels impossible. But trust me, building a sanctuary for your emotions isn't about achieving some enlightened nirvana or becoming a stoic superhero. It's about being kind to yourself, creating an environment where you can truly feel seen and heard even when those feelings are messy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't invite a friend over to your house only to have them titter around, afraid to express themselves. You want them to feel comfortable enough to be their authentic selves, right? That's exactly what we need to do for ourselves. So, let's unpack some practical ways to cultivate that emotional safe space. First things first, awareness. Before you can create a safe space, you gotta know where those rough edges are. Take some time each day, maybe during your morning coffee or evening walk, and check in with yourself. What emotions are bubbling up? What thoughts are circling? Don't judge them, just acknowledge them. It's like giving those feelings permission to exist without judgment. Second, self-compassion. Ever noticed how we're way harder on ourselves than anyone else? That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, have bad days, and feel all sorts of things. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Boundaries. These are your emotional life rafts, folks. Learn to say no to situations or people that drain your energy or bring up those heavy feelings. It's not selfish. It's about protecting your space for healing. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone barge into your home and ransack it, right? Same principle applies to your emotional well-being. Mindfulness. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, guys. Practicing mindfulness, being fully present in the moment, can help you ground yourself when those overwhelming emotions arise. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and bring your attention back to the here and now. It's like hitting the reset button for your emotional state. And finally, connection. We are social creatures hardwired for connection. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who make you feel seen and heard. Sharing your vulnerabilities can be scary, but it's also incredibly liberating. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Let me paint a quick picture. Imagine you had a stressful day at work, deadlines missed, that email chain spiraling out of control, the whole nine yards. You come home feeling drained and on edge. But instead of reaching for that second glass of wine or scrolling endlessly on your phone, you take a moment to step outside. Feel the cool air on your skin, listen to the birds chirping, maybe even do some deep breathing exercises. This simple act creates a space where you can calm down before unpacking those feelings with a trusted friend or journaling about them. You see, it's not about eliminating all the tough stuff. Life is messy, after all. It's about creating a foundation of self-care and support so that when those challenges arise, you have the tools to navigate them with grace and resilience. Remember, folks, building a safe space for emotional healing is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing those tools I shared. You deserve a haven where your emotions can be heard, understood, and ultimately healed. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave us a review, tell us about your own experiences, we want to hear from you. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it confident, and remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.